At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Eric, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Eric, any object that you have ever owned in your life, have you ever had a nickname for that? So some people like, for an example, let's say, I don't know, the Big Dumper, right? If you asked him if he had a favorite bat growing up,
yeah,
probably had a name for it. Or a favorite glove. Or a boat.
Right.
Or something that you've owned.
Everyone does cars, except you. We established that.
A stuffed animal, a blanket when you were a kid.
You used to have a plant 2 years ago outside. I have no idea what this plant was. My wife planted it. She told me a million times. Anyway, this thing had like a jet black stalk, jet black leaves. And for whatever reason, he just became Batman. He looked like the Batman among the plant. But I realized because I gave him a name, I'd be out there watering the yard, and it's stupid. It's not like the plant talked to me, but I'd be like, what's up, Batman?
Here you go, Batman.
I didn't talk to any of the other plants. Just Batman.
Yeah.
Like we go back or something. I found out to get my kids, we got a couple of indoor plants that we inherited from my parents when they moved to New Mexico, right? And, of course, they're big and all this kind of thing. You know the kids aren't really going to help you upkeep these things. I gave them names, and once we named them, I was like, hey, man, you water Ferdinand? Just because it has a name. The kids are like, I'm on it. I water Ferdinand. I'm telling you, it works.
You should have named them their plates at dinner. So, Eric, do you have a nickname for anything?
I really don't. I think, just for the kids, that's about it. You know, the random nicknames for the children.
Do you have nicknames for the children that they don't know that you have for them?
That are
no, I think it depends on their behavior.
Yeah. But you even have negative nickname, like when they've effed up and you want to address them, you even have a negative nickname there?
Little assholes, that's about it.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I've had nicknames for. Other than people, which we do
all the time.
Yeah. But people don't know that.
I mean, they shouldn't.
Right. I nicknamed the car Marshmallow, just because of the way that it looked.
It does look like a marshmallow.
And it's been a minute since it's been cleaned, so now it's the burnt marshmallow.
It could be like the family truckster, like Griswold.
There you go.
Based on the fact that it is it's a station wagon.
Old Woody.
I haven't named my car, but again, my buddy bought it in 06. It's an Acura, and one of his sons put in whatever the tint is you can have before it's illegal. That's what I have. So some of my friends think I look like I sell bad drugs.
So wait a minute. So you can still drive the car, even though the tint is illegal?
No, it's right up to the point.
Oh, okay.
Because he worked at a detail shop, so he knows what the limit is.
Yeah. But
so if a cop pulls you over, they're going to check it.
Yeah, because sometimes when I pull into my building at night, I got to roll the window down because it's so damn dark. You can't see everything. I saw him the other night, and I was like, he's like, it's cool, right? I go, it's cool. Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm still selling coke.
Yeah.
Right? And it's an 06.
They just knock on your window.
Yeah. It's a great. Hey, I went to pick up one of my buddies, and he was just like, no. And I was like, yeah, that's me in there. Come on out.
Chris, man, what object?
You've been in it, Mike.
I'm going to get shaken down, man.
What object do you have a nickname for? Does your car have a nickname? A third of Americans say they've named their car, according to a new survey. Yeah. Basically, that's one of them. The poll asked people what the car name is. So what they did was they put the names into kind of categories. So most answers fit into one of three categories. So you have pulp culture names, things like the Batmobile.
Sure.
The Love Bug or the Millennium Falcon. Something
like right.
that. Right. I think I should call mine the 8-Ball because it's black, like an 8-Ball.
And you do look like a Coke dealer.
But you're not talking. Yeah.
8-Ball.
Strong, I'll stick by in the 8-Ball.
Strong names like the Beast or the Silver Bullet.
That was my Camaro was the Beast.
We called the Beast. We have an Escalade. It's big. We called the Beast. My buddy, he had a car that we always called the Silver Bullet. It was a 1984 Chevy. Basically, we did it ironically. If you,
that's what I was going to say. They say you're
it decelerated
either,
in second
you're
gear.
You're either being proud of that if you name it the Beast or Silver Bullet, or you're being completely sarcastic.
Yes, the correct. Silver Bullet.
So
was
if you have a Suzuki
sarcastic.
Samurai or something like that, you call it the Beast. You're, you know, people understand that.
I had a buddy. He had a car that was so old and big. We just called it the Boat.
Yeah,
and like nice. He got it our senior year mm-hmm. in high school, and it was like the boat's coming by at 7. Like nice.
Yeah,
and then they have these self Jesus. Deprecating names.
Try that again.
Deprecating. Jesus Christ! You don't talk for a week, man. It's
about to say, how was the break, Miles?
It was great. Things like the turtle, the slug, and the puddle jumper. One person said they named their car the rolling turd. A separate poll last year found the top things we consider when naming our car is personality, make, and model, and how it performs. So, they said 1 in 8 Americans say they actually have feelings for their car.
Oh, that's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
That's back in the day. At one point, we had 3 vehicles. We had a brown Volkswagen bus, a brown 1973 Pontiac Grand Am, and my dad had a brown Datsun whatever 2-seater. But you put them in the garage, and my brother was called the toilet bowl.
That was the color of the cars at the time.
I know.
That was probably like a 260 or 280Z.
We're brown. And when you opened the garage, it looked like someone just took a big old dump in your garage. Yeah. Random, hello, random, Jeff. Random, welcome to the random, men's room. Random.
Hola from Olala.
Hola in Olala.
Jeff, welcome to the program. Random question, Jeff, how old are you?
54.
Okay. Great question for you. Jeff, when do you hope that you will retire?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
29 when my daughter graduates high school.
2020.
Okay.
All right. Do you think that it is a reasonable goal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what was the plan? You've been saving. You got a pension. What do you do?
I joined the Marine Corps out of high school, did 10 years, and then moved here, worked for Disney for about 12. Now I'm a consultant.
What did you do at Disney?
I was a web developer, actually, in Seattle.
Oh, did you work at? Did you work in the Smith Tower?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man, a glass elevator. You always saw that, like, huh, Disney's in Seattle. That's when I used to go up to the bar up top.
Yeah, the old Starwave. All right. The old Starwave by Vulcan.
I'll be down. Well, I would assume you did pretty well on that deal.
Oh, I was, you know, entry level, you know, so I didn't, you know, I just kind of worked my way.
Yeah, getting that Mickey money.
I don't know if you probably got an NDA, but like, what if you're a Disney employee and you want to go to Disneyland, take your family, do you pay anything?
You know, they hook you up. I got a pension from them for 12 years, but I took my 4-year-old down there at California Adventure. I got like 40% off for the.
So they won't give you a free pass, but they will give you a deal.
Oh, yeah, I used to get free passes, yeah.
Like to the actual park and the rides, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, you got a card every year, man. It was kind of cool.
And can any Disney thing around the world? So if you're Disney parents.
Actually, you know, what's funny is I actually ended up traveling, and I went to Disney Tokyo right when it opened, and I was able to, I could use my ticket there if I had time, but I had to work.
Well, also, too, when you're doing something that other people think is cool, it's still a job to you.
Yeah.
So it's the last thing that you want to do, being a Disney employee.
Go to Disney.
Go to a Disney on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah. But we would fly down to do work in Burbank, right? And so I'd eat at Bob's Big Boy. But we get off work, and we'd haul butt down to the park and hang out until it closed, and then drive back or get up early Saturday.
If you're working, that's one thing.
I mean, look, we just went to Orlando last week, and I had always shot kids down when they were younger. Want to go to Disney World? I'm like, no, there's zero chance. So since we were going to be in Orlando, I made them the offer. I said, guys, look, if you want to do Disney, we can do it because it's right there. And they were both like, nah, cool. Then I find out after I get to Florida, my son does want to go to the Universal Water Park, Volcano Ridge, Volcano Cove.
Did the kids like it?
They did. But the thing is, right, so I'm already like, this is the last thing I want to do. But whatever. We're going to go. We're going to do it as a family. We're meeting one of his buddies there. You drive to the parking lot, and then from the parking lot, you are ushered to all these buses that they have, and the buses take you to the park proper. No big deal. We happen to be some of the first people to get on the bus, so we got seats. But they do pack as many people on the bus as they can. And again, understood. A lot of people are getting on this bus. They have bags because you have towels, all the stuff you need, all right? Yeah. So we're riding, and I realize that there's someone's bag kind of resting on my shoulder. But again, it's crowded. I don't care. It's no big deal. The bus hits this pothole. So the weight of the bag kind of surprised me, like presses down on my left shoulder. So I glance over. It's not a bag, Ted. It's a woman's single, very large butt cheek.
Just tagging you.
This thing is draped over my shoulder. And I cannot believe the size of this butt. But I only looked at it for about 2 seconds. I got distracted, you see, when the little girl in front of me sneezed on my knee.
Oh.
So at this point, I'm like, I need to get off this bus. I got an ass on my shoulder. I got snot on my knee. None of it's mine. But the park itself, it was fine. It was fine.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.